Thank you for calling Bank at Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start off with your 16-digit reservation code?
You can. 6330.
Perfect. Just give me a second to pull up your file here, and we can get the ball rolling.
How big's the ball?
We're about to find out, aren't we?
Well, depends on how hard you want to push. I'm just teasing, guys.
All right. Is this Aesthetic Dental Arts?
It is. This perfect. Is Gary Fickner, actually.
Perfect. Perfect, Gary. Are you
Aesthetic Dental Arts?
Are you 100% owner over there?
100.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let me just confirm
just
some quick.
Years.
There you go. Let me just confirm some quick information here on the file, and then I can answer any questions you may have. As far as a contact number, is the 505-293-6373 the best number there for you?
Yep.
Okay, and then can you confirm the billing address there for the business?
4630 Eubank Boulevard, Albuquerque, Nuevo Mexico, 87111.
Perfect. And then as far as your business classification, is it a proprietorship, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
It's an S-Corp.
S-Corp. Okay. And how long have you been in business?
Longer than you've been alive. You weren't born in 1970, were you?
No. Just shy. Just shy.
Just shy of that? Yeah. Just a bit, huh?
Wow. Okay. You've had the business for 46 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. You've been through some serious ups and downs, I'm sure. It's incredible.
A few hundred.
Yeah. Give or take a few. There you go.
I've been a dental technician for 52 years.
Wow. Well, we got a lot of programs here, so if you want to just kind of paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, I was looking to get the whole thing, whole enchilada, as we'd say in New Mexico.
Okay.
You don't have enchiladas where you live, do you? Where do you live?
Oh, we're in San Diego. We got more enchiladas
than
you can imagine.
Yes, you would. Yeah. But you know what's wrong with them?
They
don't have green chili on them. They don't have green chili on them. That's what's wrong with them.
We're missing the secret ingredient.
Oh, that's the best there is. That's a New Mexican thing, right?
Our
Mexican food is way different than all the rest of the food in the world that calls themselves Mexican food. It's New Mexican food, way different.
Whole new ballgame.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. You said you were looking for the whole shebang there. What was it you were looking to do with the business there?
Well, there's two things I have to do before you'd ever give me that money.
Okay.
I have an on-bank loan and a night loan, night capital.
On-deck loan, you said?
On-deck and night capital.
And night capital, okay.
That's about $125,000 round number. They get paid off. They're gone. Okay.
Okay.
Then the other 125, I'm going to run the business off of and pay you back.
I see. What was it you were looking to use the other 125K for?
Employees, maybe some equipment, and help me start something that's going to change dentistry forever.
Good. I've actually been working with a lot of businesses here in your field. A lot of milling equipment's been being purchased, and between that and the scanners, a lot of these businesses have been trying to pick that up there before school started picking up. How's business been for you guys this year so far?
Up and down.
Yeah, it's kind of been the trend there this year for some reason.
Summertime is always slow.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors go on vacation, patients go on vacation, and so on and so forth. It's always been slow. That's just routine.
I see. And then from what I've been able to gather as the year gets closer and closer to the end, it sounds like you get busier and busier with between like people wanting to use up their insurance and all of that. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is exactly right.
Okay. So, yeah, as far as equipment goes, what type of equipment were you looking to bring on? Because the two programs that we have, they are separate. So if you are able to get approved on both, it might be able to allocate more than we anticipated there. So what kind of equipment were you maybe looking to bring on?
What we're going to go do is sell intraoral scanners.
Okay.
Okay? And that isn't... That's going to the dentist. And all these laboratories are adding milling machines and whatnot that you've been financing. It's right up their alley. Because I'm going to have dental laboratories. I have the distributorship for this product, one of them, for North America.
Wow.
And laboratories are going to sell it to their accounts, which will generate more work for their laboratories. And all done digitally. Everything we manufacture almost is done by hand. As the auto guy say, it's a one-off product, you know.
Yeah.
These wheels are just made just for you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. We make crowns, and they only fit one person. Guaranteed. It's a one-off product.
Wow.
Okay? That's what we've done. That's what I've done for 52 years. It's all done with hands. Okay? Well, all that's going to change because it's going to be, instead of a physical impression, you ever had an impression in your mouth?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Well, see, it's going to change, and that, unfortunately, is a very uncomfortable. I know that. Right? Well, they're going to stick a little wand in your mouth about the size of an electric toothbrush and digitally measure your mouth.
Really?
Accurate to 5 microns.
Wow.
Okay.
And this technology you own, or you just distribute it? Or?
I'm distributing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, with that said, it also puts out a high-definition color picture of your mouth. So instead of you believing the dentist or the hygienist, you know, that says you got a problem here, you got a cracked tooth and all that kind of nonsense, or you're not flossing correctly, you got perio disease, they'll scan your mouth and put it up on a 24-inch screen and say, look, you're not doing your job right.
I see. That's
right?
Yeah, that's impressive. Completely.
Totally changed. Yep. And I have the rights for it. So the other $125,000 is going to help that get off the ground.
Okay. Okay. I like...
Till I start selling units.
I like the game plan there.
Units. Yep. After I start selling units, then you'll get paid off, I'll guarantee you.
I see. And as far as like distributing this, what are you guys marketing right now, or do you have connections already lined up in place?
Lined up in place because dental laboratories are the one delivering it to their doctors. Right now I have 251 laboratories wanting to deliver it. And I haven't even advertised yet.
Wow.
Once I advertise, I'll have more than 1,000 laboratories delivering scanners.
And do you have the a facility large enough to handle that demand?
The people in Europe do, yeah.
I see. Okay. Okay. So you...
these labs are going to be all over North America.
Wow.
North America. That's Mexico, the United States, and Canada. All over North America. So if we got 1,000 labs out there, I'm going to ask each one of them to have 3 salespeople. That's 3,000 people knocking on doors.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, I see the big picture here. As far as I want to get back here to the On Deck and Knight Capital. You said there's about $125,000 remaining on those two, correct?
Yes.
What were the original mounts there on them? Do you know what you originally took them out on?
Knight Capital was about $95,000, I think, originally.
Okay.
On Deck was smaller than that, and then we paid them down and went back, double-dipped again, and added more to it.
Okay, refied with them?
Say again?
You refinanced with On Deck, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
No, refinanced with Knight Capital.
Oh, with Knight, okay.
Okay. They're about $75,000 right now. They've been paid down from at least $125,000.
Okay.
And Knight Capital is about $55,000. So we're looking at about $125,000.
Okay, okay.
Round numbers.
I see. And so I'm going to assume here you're familiar with working capital then, working with them?
I am.
Okay, so...
Everybody's different. I was going to ask you to explain how you guys work.
Correct, yeah. So basically with our working capital programs, it's based mostly off your top-line revenue. And then as far as terms and all that goes, I can dive into that as well. But I'd like to get a ballpark of here what we might be able to free up for you. Do you know what you guys did in gross annual sales there last year?
$2.3 million,
okay.
I think, thereabouts. Could have been 2.15, but you know, somewhere 100 to 200, 300 over 2 million.
Okay. And what are you guys trending for this year? Are you around the same, a little up, a little
It's
down?
probably about the same.
About the same for this year. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So as far as the refinancing goes on the OnDeck and Knight Capital, were you unhappy with the current situation, or what was the
No,
reason for the
I just think it's smart to pay them off and start over with somebody else.
Okay.
I don't think, just me talking, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't think I have the economic power, according to you guys, to leave them on the books and go get a third loan. Right? I just don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, it everything's every situation's different. So I mean, if it
Right.
does make sense for you, if you can utilize that capital without refinancing it, you can do that. We can also, you're right around the range for refinancing options as well. So there are opportunities there for you. I'm just trying to grasp here, as far as the equipment goes, did you have quotes or invoices on the equipment that you were looking to bring on?
No,
Okay.
I don't. No.
Because if you do have a quote, once you do get a quote on the equipment you were looking at, what we can do is look at actually putting all the equipment on our equipment program. That way, it won't take up the capital programs there that we can look at as well, and it'll actually allocate more to both sides for you. It's just going to benefit you and your business structure there for what you're looking to do. It'll just allow more allocation there to the business. But when we look, sorry,
Is this a
continue.
floor plan? Because that equipment's not going to stay here. We're going to buy it and it's moving on.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the equipment you're purchasing, you're going to flip. You're not using it to using
That's
it.
correct. That goes to other laboratories, to the dentist.
Okay, that makes sense then. Okay, then we can still work with that. That's completely fine. I was misheard you there on the equipment side of it. But
Okay.
when were you looking to bring this on? Was this something you had planned in a few months or as soon as possible?
It might happen next month.
Next month. Okay.
Pretty
Okay.
quick.
Yeah, and is this technology already being, are they already producing it, or do they want them to wait
Yes.
till there was, oh, it is
Oh
being
no.
produced?
It's being produced right now. It's being used in Europe. I've been to two showings here in the United States where they were training people, me and another organization that's going to distribute it. It's coming.
How did you
Big time.
get, how did you jump on that? How were you the one that got in on that?
God works miracles sometimes, doesn't he? I don't know if you believe in God or not, but nothing happens because of happenstance. You know what that means?
Enlighten me.
Nothing happens randomly. There's always a reason for it.
I see what you're
Always.
saying.
I mean, I firmly believe that. I was involved with an intraoral scanner 8.5 years ago that I put more than $650,000 into my own money. Okay? And we were going to have the rights to all of North America, all by myself. And I went around the United States promoting it, doing it, talking it, so on and so forth, showing it off. And 3 years ago, no, 4 years ago, this Christmas Eve, Carlo Gobetti called me up from Italy and said, "Gary, I just signed the contract to sell MHT to Sirona." I says, "Well, that's interesting. I'm kind of sad you did that because I was looking forward to selling it, but we had a contract so you could pay me back what I put in." He said, "Gary, I'm in Italy. Sue me," and hung the phone up.
Oh, no
Okay?
way.
Yeah. So after I quit boiling and screaming and cussing up a storm, because it hurts so damn bad.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sue him in Italy anyway. That's just insanity.
Yeah, you'll lose more money than the money you were probably trying to get back in the first place.
That's exactly right. So I said, "God, you did it for a reason. When the time comes, I'm sure you'll be taking care of me." And I got a phone call from these guys because of all the work I did in the past. I got a phone call asking to see if I'd be interested. Got it?
How it works out there. Bam.
That's exactly right.
There you go. There you go.
That's
Well,
some
this
great
is.
life lessons, young man.
It is. It is. I'll take any that I can get. What was the actual name there of the technology there, the scanner, the official like name that they're using? So I have that for the reference.
The other scanner?
The scanner that you're going to be distributing.
Oh, Condor.
Condor? Okay. Condor scanner. All right. Well, yeah, this is definitely something we can look at. I mean, you fit the exact profile for who we kind of work with. You know, the small, medium-sized business, they're kind of looking to take it to the next level and getting you this additional capital. Sounds like exactly what you need. As far as an approval goes, it's just three things that we need. It's just a one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 on your taxes yet, or did you get an extension?
2015? Oh, they were just, no, that was last month, was this month, the 15th was, they had to be filed.
Okay, so you did file?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so then we would just need a copy of the 2015 taxes and then 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then with that, the two current balances there on the OnDeck and Knight Capital loans. But as soon as you can get that to me, I usually can get it submitted to my underwriters and get an answer in about 24 to 48 hours. And then once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. You'll kind of know what you're working with. And at any point you're ready to pull the trigger, you give us a call and you're funded in right around 24 hours. What might be a good email there for you, Gary? And I can shoot this information over for you to look at.
E. G. Fichtner. F as in Frank. I. C. H. T. N. E. R.
Okay.
At E. D. A. Labs. That's plural.
Okay. Okay. Just want to get this back to you. I have E. G. F. I. C. H. T. N. E. R. At E. D. A. Labs.com.
Correct.
Perfect. So what I'll do right now, I'll get this email going. It's just going to summarize the list of what we would need to get the approval going. Is this something that it sounds like you have readily available, or do you might need the weekend there to kind of gather all of that?
It's all available.
Perfect. So as soon as you can get that over.
It's all done digitally. It's all done digitally.
Yeah, I know. I thank you for saying that. The amount of people that think they need weeks to gather this information is the funniest thing in the world to me. But as soon as you can get that back to me.
I went digital a long time ago, guys.
I know.
And I'm trying to push my whole industry digital, okay?
It's where the future is.
Well, that's where it's all going. What's funny about it is a lot of young people that work here think I'm crazy. Including my son. And he's 41 years old. And that's my baby son. And he said, Dad, machines can't do what my hands can do. I said, it's okay, fine, thanks. It's all right. You know, I'm not going to argue with him till he gets beat in the head with a machine just whipping his ass.
Yeah. There you go.
This application, which I looked over, mm-hmm. It asked for credit card information. We
yeah,
do credit cards.
Then you just leave that part blank there on the application that I'm going to send you, the one that you'll give me back. In the middle section, there's like a merchant statements.
Yeah.
Just put like NA or just leave it blank. So I was just actually going to ask you there.
Is this something I can fill in on the web? I don't have to fax it back to you. Just fill it in and send it back to you?
Yeah, so you actually can fill it out all online. The only thing we need, though, is a wet signature on the signature part. So you can fill it out all online, print it out, just sign the signature and scan it, and then send it over as a PDF, or you can fax it. The fax number will be in the email as well, but whatever works best for you.
I have to tease you.
Tease me.
You have one of those digital sign things? The company you work for?
No, we don't. As far as the, I wish we did. They need it.
Sure. Makes it simple.
It does make it simple.
I don't know what they call that, electronic signing?
Yeah, it's like an electronic checkout.
Yeah.
If we get to the funding part, I believe if you get approved for certain programs.
Wait a minute. You have to change your verbiage here, young man.
When we do.
If we get... okay, that's better. Because you've been so positive to that point, right? 90% approval, no problem, we'll get you done, so on and so forth. If we get to it. Gee.
My apologies there, Gary.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll get this email going. I'll shoot it over as soon as you get that back to me. I'll be back with some answers for you, and we'll see what we're working with.
Okay.
All right, Gary, enjoy your weekend. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.